All of the madness at the White House and unrest in the U.S. has done nothing to dissuade stock market investors, with stocks still pushing record highs. The moves are consistent with what we should expect from investors who have been reassured by the Fed and government that they will continue to pump money into the system to encourage further investment. This has only been reaffirmed in the aftermath of the Georgia Senate runoff, with the Dems coming out on top and gaining control of both the House and Senate. While there's plenty to worry about, especially with the global economy still needing to contend with fallout from a pandemic that continues to disrupt into 2021, investors aren't bothered and are comfortable sticking with the plan of relying on those central bank and government assurances. It seems until this investor sentiment changes, we should continue to expect reckless investment in stocks. As far as the U.S. dollar goes, the buck is at its multi-month lows in reaction to Fed and U.S. government response, which doesn't make for an attractive dollar outlook with more lower-for-longer policy and more stimulus expected. Of course, many are getting turned on to Bitcoin as a result, worrying about the longer-term consequences of currency devaluation, and we're seeing this live in action as Bitcoin trades up just about 100% over the past 30 days, closing in on $40,000 per Bitcoin. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German factory orders, Eurozone construction PMIs, the ECB economic bulletin, Eurozone sentiment, Eurozone inflation reads, Eurozone retail sales, UK construction PMIs, US trade, US initial jobless claims, and US ISM manufacturing. That's all for now.